Welcome, everybody, to the Pete Bean Pete podcast. And well, you probably guessed it. That's right. I am Pete. In this podcast, we'll be talking about what it's like to be a Pete and what it's like for me to deal with things like aggression, depression, anxiety, and what it takes for me to just basically survive a day. And it's not always easy, but I managed to do it. So sit back, relax, and listen to one human talking to a bunch of other humans about, well, what it's like to be human. So I'd like to welcome everybody to this episode of the Pete Bean Pete podcast. Now on this episode, I'm going to talk about, at least at the beginning, my current problems I'm having with social media. And whether you call it an addiction or whatever you call it, I have been dealing with a problem when it comes to Instagram. Now, I have, like many people do, have the app on my phone or had the app on my phone. And you know, they got those cool apps that'll tell you how long you spend on certain, you know, on certain apps every day and all that stuff. And come to find out, I was spending anywhere from 6 to 6.5 to 7 hours a day on Instagram. Now, Instagram itself isn't necessarily a bad thing. And what I mean by that is I have two accounts on there. I have my two podcast accounts. You know, I have my Beyond the Massacre podcast account. And then I have this podcast account, the Pete Bean Pete account. And between those two, I was literally spending, a quarter of the day just on those two profiles. And, you know, I'd be scrolling and finding things and looking at things and falling down Instagram freaking holes where, you know, you start looking at one video and then next thing you know, you're looking at six other videos and then somewhere cats got involved and geez, you know how it all works out. And here is my problem. I have other things I should be doing with my time. And the problem was I would wake up at night. So let's say I woke up at 2:30 in the morning because I had to pee. I would wake up at 2:30 in the morning because I had to pee. But the first thing I was doing was grabbing my phone and opening Instagram and scrolling through there to see if I have any new likes or did anyone comment on any of my posts or anything like that. And over the last couple weeks, I've realized that I've had my phone in my hand far too often. Now, look, everybody has a different level of connectivity they're comfortable with. And, you know, I've got no issues with other people spending as much time on the phone as they want to. However, for me, I know it was getting to a point where it felt unhealthy. I wasn't enjoying it anymore. You know, there's nothing you have to look at on Instagram. There's nothing I need to look at on Instagram for 6 to 7 hours a day. I do my podcast stuff, you know, which is post new pictures or cool little sayings on the Pete Bean Pete podcast Instagram feed. And then basically just drop in there, you know, when the next episodes are coming out or when the episode does come out, my little videos, you know, with little clippets of the vocal samples of what you can expect from the podcast, right? And that doesn't take very long. So I took the app off my phone and I promised myself what I was going to do from now on, at least, is I was going to use the laptop and I was going to limit myself right now to 1 hour a day of getting on the laptop and doing whatever business I need to do on Instagram. You know, whether that's check messages or, you know, reply to posts or to see if there's something new. I mean, you know, things develop so quickly and things grow so quickly that, you know, but the other thing is this, there's nothing on there that can't wait. You know, I get frustrated with myself because I put so much importance on Instagram and social media. And I shouldn't have. And I used the excuse a lot of times to myself was it was helping me feel connected with people. And it was helping me maybe get through some of my mental health issues, which looking back now was an excuse and was complete bullshit. If anything, all the time I was spending on Instagram was having a negative effect on my mental health. You know, I would get frustrated with the fact that, you know, cool, I know, you know, so many thousands of people listen to the podcast, but I only have 100-something followers. Or why aren't more people liking my posts? And it was really starting to bother me. You know, I was sitting here telling myself, look, I put all this time and effort into making these podcasts, and lots of people listen to the podcasts. However, there's very few followers on Instagram compared to the people that actually listen to the podcast, which is kind of crazy to me. But I mean, everybody's got their own. Look, engaging with human beings on social media is sometimes it's a crazy thing. You know, I've built some cool friendships through Instagram. There's no question about that. I really have. But I've also ran into a lot of assholes on Instagram. So there you go. And I don't do Facebook or any of that stuff because it's just this land of negativity. And I don't need that. You know, I don't need an extra layer of negativity in my life. You know, it's just something I don't need. So there you go. There's my thing on my current battle I'm having with social media. And that is basically I've cut my Instagram off my phone and I'm doing it 1 hour a day on the laptop. And we'll see how it goes from there. We'll see how that feels. But I just can't see myself not getting everything done I need to get done in an hour a day on a laptop. I don't need to have it on my phone. I don't need to constantly have my phone in my hand and be checking Instagram to see if, you know, how many people liked my post today. And that's, yeah, there you go. So there's my take on how I'm currently battling through depression or anxiety having to deal with social media. How do you experience things in the real world? Meaning this, I was driving home tonight and there was a massive, and I mean massive, full moon. It was orange and looked amazing. And I stopped on the side of the road and I just kind of sat there and I looked at the moon for a good 30 minutes. No music, no anything, just leaning up against my car on the side of the road, looking at the moon. And I thought to myself, what an amazing experience this is to just sit here. It's in the middle of, I was on a road in the middle of nowhere. So it's not like I was parked on some major road. It was a farmer's road, basically. It was coming back from seeing my daughter and having dinner. And it was a farmer's road. So I stopped on the side of the road. And the funny thing is as I was sitting there, leaned against my car, another car pulled up and, you know, asked me if I was okay. Did I need help? And I said, no, I'm just looking at the moon. And they said, oh, that looks amazing. And they pulled up. And the first thing, and I would say they were probably in their mid-30s. The first thing they did is they grabbed their cell phones and they started taking pictures of the moon. And then I heard them talking and the one said, yeah, it didn't look so good on video. And then they got in their car and they drove away. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to take a picture of the moon with your cell phone, but it never looks as cool as it does with the naked eye. You know, and I thought to myself, that's what's wrong with a lot of people, is we as a society have become so obsessed with cell phones and everything revolves around them. So instead of them doing what I was doing, which was basically I had my cell phone sitting in the car. I didn't even have it. I didn't even have it in my pocket, and sat there and leaned against the car and just kind of took in the full moon and enjoyed it. Enjoyed the feeling of just seeing this big, massive moon in the sky. And it was dark and there were very, very, very few clouds. And it just looked so amazing. And it felt good. It felt good to feel present. And it's kind of the same thing when you see people that go to concerts. And they stand there and they film the entire concert on their cell phone. And I mean, what is that? You've paid, oh good God, concerts are expensive. I don't know. I haven't bought a concert ticket in a long time, even though I go to concerts. I don't know how much tickets are these days. However, I can't imagine just what happened to experiencing things. What happened to enjoying a moment? What happened to just sitting there and watching a band on stage? Hearing your favorite song that band plays and just enjoying it, feeling it, and not sitting there with your cell phone in your hand taking a bunch of pictures or videos or whatever and literally the entire concert having your cell phone in your hand. And I have seen it as a tour manager. I have stood on stage and I have seen a bunch of people, you know, pushed up against the barricade up front, just the whole entire concert filming or taking pictures. And I just don't get it. I don't get why people just can't enjoy a moment. Now, look, if you want to take a couple pictures, that makes sense to me. Cool. Things are different now. It's not like it used to be. You couldn't get phones, or sorry, not phones. You couldn't get cameras into concerts when I was a kid. You know what I mean? If you did, you had to sneak a camera in, and then it was a big thing. Oh shit, if you got caught, you were in trouble. But now everybody has a cell phone. So look, I get it. If you're taking a picture here and there of a band playing live, cool. You know, you want memories, or you want to show your friends what concert you were at, or if you're right up front, maybe it's, you know, your favorite singer or your favorite guitarist or bassist or whatever, and you want some pictures. I understand that. But I mean, do you need to do that the whole entire concert? I mean, what are you actually experiencing while you're holding that cell phone in your hand? You know, for me, I just want to experience things again. And I know that makes me sound like the old man sitting on the porch screaming at the kids to get off his lawn, but it's true. You know, no one experiences things anymore. No one takes time to experience things anymore. Everything now is a digital world. It's a digital age. It's everything revolves around your cell phone or some sort of, you know, media device. And I just don't think it's healthy. I mean, I don't think it's, I don't know. For me, it's not healthy. And I know that. And I'm taking steps to spend less time with my cell phone in my hand. Like tonight, like stopping and just looking at the full moon and experiencing that. And remembering what it was like being a teenager, growing up in Florida. We drive to the back roads and, you know, back in the forests. And you just sit there and look at the stars. You know, when I was a kid, there wasn't a lot of light pollution in Florida. And especially we lived out in the boondocks, so there was really no light pollution out there at all. And you could drive a couple miles out into the forest and sit on the hood of your car and just look at the stars. From horizon to horizon, just seeing hundreds and thousands and millions of little lights in the sky. And maybe you listen to some music while you're doing it, but a lot of times not. A lot of times you just lay there and hear the crickets.
and just kind of be mesmerized at the amazement of the universe. How grand and huge and infinite the universe is, and how small we really are. But people don't do that anymore. You know, people would have their cell phones out and they'd be trying to take pictures of the stars, or they'd be checking their Instagram or Facebook or whatever, TikTok, you know, instead of just enjoying it, instead of just enjoying some stars or the full moon or anything like that. So maybe that should be my message for this podcast. Put down your cell phone and experience something. Experience something real. You know, maybe go see a concert and don't hold your cell phone in your hand the entire concert. Or next time you see a big full moon, you know, instead of getting out your cell phone and trying to take a picture, how about just sitting there and enjoying it? You know, because our brains are capable of making memories. We're capable of remembering what the moon looked like that night. I mean, I can tell you exactly the way the moon looked tonight without having a picture of it. Because it was an amazing experience. So there you go. Put down your cell phone and try to experience something real. And just kind of try to enjoy life without having a device in your hand. I know I'm trying to. I'm not saying I'm perfect. And I'm not saying I'm some anti-technology person, because obviously I'm not. Without technology, I couldn't be doing this podcast. Without that cell phone I'm complaining about you putting down, you wouldn't probably be listening to this podcast. Because I'm sure most of you listen to it on your cell phone. I'm sure very few people listen to it on a desktop or a laptop. So I'm not anti-technology. I would just say I am pro experiencing life and experiencing moments without having a cell phone in your hand. So there you go. That's the end of this podcast, because I think that's the perfect way of ending the podcast. Put down your cell phone and just try to experience life. Try to enjoy life. Try to remember a world before there were cell phones. And I know a lot of you can't, because I know a lot of you are younger and your entire existence there have been cell phones. But thankfully, I know for myself personally, I'm very happy I grew up in a time when there weren't cell phones, when there wasn't an internet, when if you wanted to play a video game, you had to put in a cartridge into a machine, you know, and when you wanted to enjoy things or have fun, you went out and you sat outside and you looked at the stars, or you looked at the full moon, or you ran around with your friends outside and you just had fun. And there was no virtual anything, you know, everything was real. So if you have any questions, comments, or anything like that, hit me up on the Pete Bean Pete podcast email. And that is PeteBeanPetePodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's PeteBeanPetePodcast@gmail.com. Hit me up. Let me know what you think about my rambling on about anti-cell phones. Let me know. And remember one thing. If you've listened this far, I appreciate it. I appreciate everyone that does listen. I know the numbers. I know there are a lot of you out there that listen to this podcast, and I appreciate every single one of you. So just remember something. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to have depression. It's okay to have anxiety. It's okay to be sad. There's no reason to hide it. Talk to someone. Talk to a friend. Talk to a therapist. Call one of the million phone lines out there. Send me an email. Send me a message. I'll talk to you. because everybody out there is important. So just remember, it's okay to not be okay. And I'm Pete, and this was the Pete Being Pete podcast.